Winthrop's Devin Pulsifer is here with us, and he got his 1,000th point here tonight against Danvers. And Devin, tell us how the 1,000 point happened. I know they were playing some special defenses on you early on in this game.
Yeah, they went out with a triangle and two on me and my teammate Tejan, trying to like deny the passes from us so we can really get in the open looks. But once some of my teammates like David Diaz and Alex Adrian started hitting some open shots, like opened the floor a little bit, so they forced them to kind of get out of that defense, and it opened up some lanes and opportunities for me to create some shots and get to the basket a little.
Yeah, so tell me about, was it .999 and then 1,000 on a field goal, or were you at the free throw line, or how did it happen?
I shot a floater and then ended up rimming out, and I was like, I think it was a point away. Yeah, I was a point away, and a floater missed, and I grabbed my own rebound. I had like a putback off the rebound, and I scored it.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff you do, isn't it, right, Devin?
Yep.
Well, tell me any other notes, about the game itself, and that I guess the anticipation for it is this something that obviously it's front and center in your mind. I know you want to go out and win the game and so on, but still, it's got to be a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. So I was excited, and I knew like couldn't be too nervous. I knew it was just gonna happen if I just played hard and trusted my teammates. And that was like, it was kind of like didn't score at all like the first quarter. I wasn't trying to get discouraged, just focusing on the win. I knew if we just played defense and rebounded, like everything else would just come.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell without my teammates or coaches either. They helped me out the whole season. Some of these guys I've been playing with since my freshman year, so it was good.
Yeah, so tell me about some of your teammates and their roles with the team and so on.
Tejan McKenzie, he's probably like one of our leading scorers, me and him. He's a captain. Jake Queen was a captain, too. He's a good player, role player, good defender. David Diaz and Alex Daniel always hit their shots when they're open, good shooters. Colonel Washington does a great job of running the point, getting people open, always setting us up. Elliot Frank and Christian Lyons are two big men. They always rebound for us, and I always can count on them to put back in. So it was a good round team effort. Couldn't have done it without them, especially the coaches, too.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, congratulations to you, Devin, on really it's a great accomplishment and so on, and best of luck the rest of the year. Anything else about tonight that you want to share with us that I didn't ask you about?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm just a great feeling, glad to get it off my shoulders. Now I can focus on trying to make a nice run for a state title, hopefully.
So how many points now do you have in your career? I know you got 1,000, but how many over 1,000 are you now?
Not too sure how much I scored yet, but I think I'm probably 7 to 10 over maybe right now.
Gotcha. Okay. So let's say 1,007, something like that. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Devin, again, congratulations to you and best of luck the rest of the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Winthrop's Devin Pulsifer got his 1,000th point against Danvers at Winthrop tonight in boys basketball here. And I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.